I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel struck Gaza on Sunday and troops battled militants in several areas of the Hamas-run territory, where the health ministry said the death toll in the war had exceeded 35,000 people. More than 7 months into the Israel-Hamas war, UN Chief Antonio Guterres urged, quote, an immediate humanitarian ceasefire, the unconditional release of all hostages, and an immediate surge in humanitarian aid into the besieged Gaza Strip. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. As Israel pushes deeper into Rafah, Hamas fighters are regrouping elsewhere in ungoverned Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Israeli military footage showed Israeli soldiers shooting in northern Gaza as it also moved deeper into the southern town of Rafah. Israel continues to push into the town despite objections from the U.S. and the rest of the international community. 300,000 people have fled Rafah on evacuation orders from Israel. The UN humanitarian chief Volker Turk said,
so where should they go now? There is no safe place in Gaza.
The latest move has also prompted Egypt to announce it would be joining South Africa at a UN top court to allege Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. While Israel rejects the claim, Egypt released a statement citing the worsening severity and scope of the Israeli attacks against Palestinian civilians. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pope Francis on Sunday renewed his appeal for a general exchange of all prisoners between Russia and Ukraine, offering again the Holy See's support for that mission.
Rinnovo il mio appello per uno scambio generale.
Francis also renewed his constant appeal for peace in other war-torn countries, including the Middle East. This is VOA News. Flash floods caused by heavy rains have devastated villages in northern Afghanistan, killing over 300 people and injuring more than 1,600, authorities said on Sunday, as villagers buried their dead and aid agencies warned of widening havoc. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah has more.
The Taliban-run refugee ministry says thousands of homes have been damaged and livestock wiped out following heavy rain. Meanwhile, aid groups warn of widening havoc as healthcare facilities and vital infrastructure have also been damaged. In a statement, the Taliban's economy minister urged the United Nations and private businesses to provide support for those affected by the flooding. Afghanistan is prone to natural disasters, and the UN considers it one of the countries most vulnerable to climate change. But following the Taliban takeover, after foreign forces withdrew in 2021, it's battled a shortfall in aid. That's because development aid that formed the backbone of government finances was cut.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. River levels rose again on Sunday as strong rains lashed waterlogged southern Brazil, where flooding has killed more than 1,400 people and forced hundreds of thousands from their homes. Residents of the state of Rio Grande do Sul were bracing for more misery from the new rains. After 2 weeks of downpour, saw rivers burst their banks, swallowing up towns and parts of the regional capital. The first recipient of a genetically modified pig kidney has died, nearly 2 months after he underwent a transplant procedure. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Doctors at Massachusetts General Hospital did the procedure in March. The hospital's transplant team says it's deeply saddened, and there is no indication the 62-year-old died as a result of the transplant. Slayman's family thanked them, saying their efforts gave them 7 more weeks with him. Previously, pig kidneys had been temporarily transplanted into brain-dead donors. 2 men received heart transplants from pigs, although both died within months. I'm Julie Walker.
Thousands of people fled their homes on Sunday in western Canada as hundreds of wildfires beginning earlier than usual could mean a difficult fire season. The small town of Fort Nelson in the province of British Columbia was among the areas threatened by flames. A fire covering an area of 2,500 hectares was burning 3.5 kilometers to the west of Fort Nelson. Nearly 3,500 people were evacuated on Friday evening. I'm Joe Ramsey.